Yes, hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio Voices Carry for Animals number 145 and counting, and want to welcome everybody aboard. All you new listeners, hope you enjoy the show, and I'll go over in a couple minutes on some basic information on Blog Talk Radio. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, and if everybody would visit it, there's a big article on there tonight, and that is the PPJ Gazette, www.ppjg.me. And the article's on there. You can, on the right side of the column under blog stats is follow. You can subscribe to the PPJ Gazette. And every time that there is a new article or podcast coming up, you will be alerted in your primary email. So please check that out. And also on Blog Talk Radio, if you press on the promo, if you press the follow, just the shows coming up for the podcast for TS Radio will be delivered to your primary email address to alert you that there's a podcast coming up. I just wanted to let everybody know that there is a chat room on Blog Talk Radio up in the upper right-hand corner. You could sign in if you have an account with Blog Talk Radio, or you could sign in from just press sign in from Facebook or Twitter and scroll past the comments, and a chat room will appear. I have a bunch of links in there that you can check out, or if you want to send any, you're more than welcome to. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host of the show, and we're going to have another great show tonight. I just want to go over a couple things here. I want to give a big thank you out there to Paul's in the Law on Facebook for helping me promote my shows every Tuesday. It takes teamwork to get any awareness, any prevention, any education out there, protection for the animals. So the animals cannot, you know, speak out for themselves. So we have to be their voices, because they're relying on us for a better, safer, and healthier environment for the world. Fans of animal rights, with these pages I am mentioning, please go by there and press like and check out what they got, and please stay involved. Voice for Animals, and this is also Facebook, Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, The Paul's Call Show, and all you Facebook friends, Deb Podomano out there, she puts a lot of effort in promoting my shows every week. Thank you, Deb Podomano, because you're an excellent team player, and then you get the word out there, and all that you do, and all you animal rights activists, advocates, and animal lovers, together we can all make a difference. We just got to make at least try. You know, call your state legislators. You know, get involved. You know, that's how we get the changes made, because the more voices out there, the faster the changes will be made. So, and there's been a victory from last week, everybody, to stop the horse slaughter plants from coming to the United States, and it's not happening. So all these voices, this is another proof that the more of us that come together, that it's going to change. But we do, the fight is not over. There is also where they take the horse, wild horses, burros, mustangs, and they ship them from the United States over to Canada and Mexico. And there's some petitions going around to stop this, because it's terrible. You know, we got to be the horses' voices. I mean, every animal out there, because they cannot fight for themselves. And what we can do when we take action, I got a couple numbers here for you to call. And that's the White House. You know, you could call, leave a message. I do I said several times, and it's area code 202-456-1111. And that is the White House comment line. And that area code is 202-456-1111. You can also go on the whitehouse.gov and also, you know, write an email. You know, put all your information in there, and it will get to them. Just do your part. I have a phone number that you can call 24/7 and get hooked up with your state senators and state representatives. And that area code is 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat that. That is area code 202 224-3121. And you press 1 for senator, press 2 for your representatives, and then put your zip code in and we'll hook you up. After hours, you can leave a message. So everyone, please spread the word. I got that phone number in my contacts, and I even got it memorized now so that I've called so much that I don't need to look anymore. So that's a big plus. But and spread the word, you know, to your family, your spouses, you know, your teenagers, your parents, whoever, your neighbors, coworkers. You know, the more of us come in as a peaceful army, the faster the change is going to be made, and that's positive changes, because animals feel everything that we do. They suffer like we do. They have feelings. They all have a heart. So everybody put a little love in your heart and do your part, because our voices do matter. All lives do matter, including the animals. So please do your part, and you know, whatever's best. And later on in the show, we'll be taking calls around 8:30, and that area code is 917-388-4520, and press 1 to speak. And that phone number to call in or listen to the show by is area code 917-388-4520. Press 1 to speak. And if please just refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. So we're going ahead and get going with this show. And it's going to be another great show. I'm so honored to have her on the show. And it's Voices Care for Animals, number 145, Heather Saez, dog trainer. Welcome to the show there, Heather. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yes, welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 145. This is great. So you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started?
Sure. So I'm originally from England, and I came over to the United States about 23 years ago. I had an Airedale Terrier and a Rhodesian Ridgeback in England, and had started doing some training with these dogs and realized perhaps this is something that I would love to pursue in the future. Well, it took me a few years to really get to do it, as most of us, we want to do something, but life gets in the way. And 9 years ago, I actually attended Animal Behavior College. I was at the college for a year, was mentored by somebody locally, and that was the journey of me being a professional dog trainer. At the same time as being a professional dog trainer, I have actually been for 9 years a volunteer in animal shelters, two of them being animal control shelters, and the one I'm in now is actually a no-kill.
Oh, that's great. Because that's what we like to hear, were the no kills, you know, get to that point, you know, where all, you know, millions and millions of animals. I see where I read, you know, 5 to 7 million healthy adoptable animals are getting put down every year, or 6 to 8 million, whatever figure I read, it's astronomical, Heather, and it's sad because they don't have a chance. You know, these innocent animals, dogs, cats, it's just heartbreaking to know that, you know, there's got to be more solutions and doing something better than whatever, you know, what's going on now. You know, more adoption events, more, you know, spay and neuter, low-cost programs, spay and neuter your pets. Please, you know, adopt, don't shop. Go visit your local animal shelter, because there's so much you can help out with. You can volunteer. You can, you know, adopt there your new furry loved one or loved ones. Mm-hmm. Donations, you know, give the animals in the cages, because it's very stressful on them. At least they're safe, but they can make their lives better in there. You know, bring them treats, toys, you know, take walks with them, spend some time with them. You know, every little bit helps. Bring blankets or beds or, you know, leashes, whatever you can do. You know, just search on your local search engine, you know, local animal shelters. And you'll come up with some that, if you don't know where they're at, the Yellow Pages, look online or the phone book and see how you can help out. And thank all the you know, volunteers and staff in there for what they're doing, because I don't think they want to kill the animals in there, but it's just the way it is because all this overcrowding. But there's got to be, you know, I don't know if you heard, Heather, but there's going to be clear the shelters, and that's on August the 19th. And when that's going to be, well, since they have on their website, everybody, www.clearthesheltersdot.com. I'm going to be bringing that up until August 19th, whatever that day is. But since 2015, there's been 73,411 animals of pet adoptions been happening since there. So the first 3 years was like almost 20,000. The other one's turned over to 45,000. So hopefully this one triples over, you know. So I appreciate everything. We all appreciate everything that you're doing, because you're making a positive impact out there, you know. And I've checked out your website. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, when I was in animal control shelters and volunteering, it was tough because, you know, the next week you went back, most of those dogs weren't going to be there, and it wasn't because they were adopted. And, you know, after many weeks of just crying my way home, I would just say, you know what, you've got to be there next week because the dogs that come in need you. Even though the dogs aren't there that you wish were there, you've still got to help the dogs that are there. So it was tough, but, you know, for 8 years, that was what I did. Actually, for the last 2 years, I created a prisoner shelter dog program in Florida, where I was living at the time, and had the privilege of actually training prisoners to take – we took these dogs off of, like, death row, basically, and put them with the prisoners, and then I trained the prisoners to train these dogs. And it was such a win-win because these guys hadn't loved on something, being responsible for something, connected to something – you know, love something for so long that they were just different men. I mean, they were like butter. They just melted, you know, with these dogs. And at the same time, they knew they had to train them. And one of them said to me, he said, "We know how those dogs feel in the shelter." Because it's like prison, you know, it's like a jail for dogs. And in 2 years, we trained and adopted 74 dogs. And it was hard for them to see those dogs go, but some of them managed to get their families to adopt them. So when they did get out of prison, those dogs would be there when they got out.
Mm-hmm. So it was very good therapy for them then also, with being in prison and finding this, companion and showing compassion and, you know, love. Because that's what animals, the unconditional love, you know, they don't bother nobody. They're, you know, they should all be living in peace and happiness and serenity, you know, just all around, just, you know, be happy. That's the main thing. Not to be, you know, neglected or abused, or, you know, the animals are similar to the elderly and the children, because they mm-hmm. are helpless and voiceless, you know, defenseless and innocent. So if we don't stand up for them, they don't stand a chance. You know, so we got to do what we got to do. You know, we have to.
I absolutely, yeah, we do. We have to be the voice for them. And I think one of the things that you were saying was, you know, clear the shelter, all these adoption events. But I would like to challenge some of these rescues. Let's not look at getting more dogs adopted. Let's not get rescue more dogs. Let's prevent dogs being up for adoption. Let's prevent dogs being rescued. Let's actually reduce the number at the beginning, and then we won't have the problems of too many dogs, you know, up for adoption and then having to euthanize them. But a lot of the times we get so focused on the other end that we forget, even though there are many of us out there educating. There's many, you know, rescues and shelters going into schools and educating, and I do. I go with a local shelter here, and I educate the kids as well in school. You know, it takes more of us to do that. As you said, we got to keep spreading the word.
Yeah, it's what you call a human chain. You know, just keep going.
Yes.
Tell whoever you want, you know, because these are everyday problems that we're having in this world, not just the United States, but the world. And, you know, we got to all come together as one and do our part, because I tell you, with just like with this horse slaughter, you know, with the almost coming back into the United States horse slaughter plants. You know, that took a lot of voices because it passed the House committee and then it went to the Senate. Now, that's where it failed in the Senate. But that is a lot of pressure towards, you know, we the people, the citizens, the constituents, whatever you want to call us. But we got to do our part. We have to say something, do something, because if we don't, these problems are just going to get worse. And they're going to just be passing us by. And if we don't do nothing and we're complaining behind four walls and to each other, that's not good enough. We have to make that contact. So everybody, please contact. Don't be afraid of them. They're human beings just like we are. You know, contact them. Write letters. Make that phone call. You know, emails, faxes, whatever you have to do to get their attention and say, hey, you know, I'm a constituent, I'm an American citizen, or, you know, and just tell them your feelings. If you're making, you know, comments on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus or any of them, take those comments and make it really a foot in the right direction and contact them legislators and see what, you know, and tell more people to do it, because if we only have a handful of people, it's spinning our wheels. So with the more people out there, there's millions and millions and millions of people out there in this world. I think it's, 7 billion people in the world right now? That's a lot of people, and that's worldwide. You know, just like this show, it can go worldwide. It goes worldwide. And unlimited listeners, you know, all shows are archived. So you can go back to these shows, any of them you want to. It's modern technology. And, you know, listen to them and share them 24/7. 365 days a year. And they're very, you know, all these shows, I've had so many amazing guests. I haven't thought, you know, had one. I don't think I've listened, you know, been on all of them. Not one bad show. And these people are stepping up the pace, or the guests, and they're doing a great job with their voices. They're saying, hey, I'm not going to just sit here and do nothing. I'm stepping up the plate, getting on the radio or, you know, the news or whatever I got to do to help make a difference. And that's outstanding. And thank you, too, what you're doing, because you're making a positive impact.
One of the things that I have, as a dog trainer, I've helped a lot of rescues, and, you know, I've been volunteering for 9 years. But it occurred to me that one of the ways that perhaps we could make a difference is through children. You know, I spoke about going to classrooms and talking to them. What would it be like if children were involved in the upbringing of the dog? Many times I go to people's houses and they're first-time dog owners. You know, they had a dog as a child. They used to play with it, fetch. They would cuddle with it, sneak some snacks into the dog, sleep at nighttime with it. And then they're an adult and they get their own dog. And it doesn't look the same. And they get annoyed. They get frustrated. And those are the dogs that are going to end up in the shelter. And it's purely through a lack of education. So I was thinking, what would it be like if we actually educated children? I mean, one, it would be great if we could have in the school system, but we're looking many years down the road for that to happen. So how could I impact it now? So I sat on this for about 7 years. I have a mission statement, you know, educating the children of today, the dog owners of tomorrow, to make this world a safer place for dogs to live in. And I've stood by that for 7 years, wondering how I was going to make it happen. And then last year, I realized everybody loves a box to come to their house. You know, women like makeup to come. People like food to come to their house. So what would it be like if a kid got a gift that was actually a box of education for them, but it's fun because it's actually written for children? So I actually created my puppy box. And it's for 7 to 12-year-olds. It has a whole book in there, like the A to Z of how to take care and be responsible for a dog, from grooming to training to potty training, you name it, it's in there. But it's also great for adults. It's not just at a kid's level. There's fun stuff in there, and I don't know if you guys know that 77% of children between 5 and 10 in the United States are bitten by a dog they know, and that's the dog in their house, or a next-door neighbor's or a friend's dog. So I have a book in there so they can learn body language, how to approach a dog, when not to approach a dog, because those dogs who bite, are usually euthanized. So again, we're saving both the child going through a traumatic experience and also the dog not being euthanized. Then I have another box. We talk about adoption. We talk about shelters. A lot of parents don't want to go to shelters. It can be traumatic for a lot of people. It's very sad to look at these dogs' eyes and then walk out and not be able to take all of them with you. So I thought, what would it be like if we actually educated children about shelters and about adoption, about rescues? And I found the most amazing books that teach them about a dog in a shelter and a puppy in a shelter and how they both get adopted, about a rescue, a true rescue that's actually here in South Carolina, and they fly all over the country rescuing dogs, you know, with their planes. So I have amazing information for these children, and I just feel we connect these kids to what it does take to be responsible. And what is it? What is this adoption? What's fostering? What's a rescue? That we will have a generation of children that grow up and they won't shop. They will adopt. And there will be less dogs in the shelters.
I agree totally. Because, Heather, I have brought this up on my show several times, how you got to start the children out young, you know, educate them. You know, field trips to the shelters. You know, I mean, there's so much more awareness in the schools, you know, just teaching, hey, respect our, you know, the animals. Don't go up and hit them or pull their tail or, you know, wrestle them to the ground. That's not their purpose here. You know, so many, you know, look out the families out there that do have pets, whether it's dog, cats, rabbits, whatever, horses, and they all need to be treated, you know, with compassion, with dignity, respect, and teaching them young. I've said that on so many shows, just, you know, awareness out there in all these elementary schools and, you know, field trips to the shelters and spend some time with them up front, you know, front lines. Because some children really don't see animals, you know, if they, especially if they don't have them in their family at home. And, you know, maybe you'll see them on TV or magazines or, you know, photos or whatever, but one-on-one and to feel that bond, because if everybody opens up their heart to animals, it is amazing how they are. I mean, they're just incredible, and they deserve that love and care. You know, that's what they deserve. We share this earth together temporarily. You know, we got to make the best of it. We're not on this earth permanently, forever. So why not make them, you know, their rights granted, not violated? And all these dog bites, you know, there's got to be more, you know, what you're doing. You're going out and you have the puppy box. I seen the new video you just brought out. It's adorable. And all the audience out there on YouTube, she's got the My Puppy Box demo. Please watch it. It's very worth it. And pass it on, especially if your family members, you know, they have small children, or, you know, even adults should learn, because our children out there are looking up to us and we're teaching them. The schools are. So whatever you can do, and it's called My Puppy Box Demo on YouTube, and it's on your website, I believe there, Heather, right? On your regular website?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Awesome. MyPuppyBox.com. And you got an awesome website too. Facebook page, a whole nine yards. But, you know, you're putting your effort into this, and you're making a change, whatever all you're doing. Because with children, you know, we got to pay attention to them. They are the generations coming up. We are for now and the future. You know, so.
Absolutely.
Older,
yeah.
And the children, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren. Until we're off this earth, you know, that we got to do what we can do to make it better for them. Because there's a long road ahead, but we will reach this destination all in good time. It just takes all of us to come together. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does. And you're absolutely right. It really does, you know, to come together. You know, and one of the things we decided to do was create a box just for teachers. Because we've had teachers who are interested in this and actually using it in their classrooms, homeschoolers, who this would be a great subject for them also, you know, even if you don't, even if they don't have a dog, it's learning about being safe, about being responsible, which, you know, as we know, a lot of them don't do. I see them down at the shelter. The parents just turn around and the kid's poking fingers into the cage. And, you know, the next thing you could have a problem right there. The millennials right now are the ones that are the, they own most, I think they're the biggest dog ownership now, the millennials, compared to anybody else out there. So definitely, you know, getting to them, they're going to have children. But this is for grandchildren, nieces, nephews, your next door neighbor's kids. The more children we can educate, the better. And you need to know that we do give a percentage of each one of these boxes to a rescue, which we, when you pay for it, you actually state which rescue, which shelter you want it to go to. So you personally impact something in your area, a rescue or a shelter. And as you said earlier, they're looking for donations of anything that they can get their hands on to keep those dogs where they need to be comfortably with blankets, food, snacks, etc.
Yes. I mean, anybody could do just a positive impact. You know, bring, you know, spend time with them because they're under a lot of stress in there with them cages. You put it's jail, like what you said earlier with the prisoners and stuff. And I've seen it's more and more where, you know, these dogs, therapy dogs are going with to veterans. I've had several shows where, you know, they put the therapy dogs with the veterans, you know, with PTSD, and, you know, helps them out. I mean, it's just so many amazing things that animals can help out with, you know, taking some in to visit, you know, nursing home patients, spending some time, you know, whatever angle we can go at to help these animals, even with police dogs. I mean, I read an article, it was several articles, where they took them in pit bulls from the rescues and, you know, put them on the work. I'm like, wow, check that out. But we are, you know, we are all together. We're all in this together and making that positive impact for these animals. And everybody out there, you know, if you hear somebody that's out there looking for a pet, adopt, don't shop, because they got all the healthy, you know, these animals in shelters, they need a tender, loving, caring home, and they deserve that. And so I'm hoping, you know, one day, Heather, that one day they'll clear all the shelters out and there won't be none. They'll all have tender, loving, caring homes where they belong, enjoy their life, because they really don't get to live that long anyway. So make the best for
it. Yeah. You know, I was talking to the director of the shelter where I volunteer, and I love her angle. If she says, if every shelter and every rescue has somebody who could answer the question of why do you have to give up your dog and actually give them what they need. So she had, and we're going to talk about cats now. It doesn't matter. They're animals, right? She had a gentleman who called in and said he had to give up his two cats because he was going to be homeless. And she said, so if you had a home tomorrow, you could keep your cats. He said, well, I can't afford food for them right now. I can't afford to get their shots done and their flea medication. She said, well, how long are you going to be without a home? He said, I'll be in another home in 2 weeks. She said, I'll tell you what. I'll give you food for 6 months. I'll do their shots for free. I'll give you flea medication for free. Will you take your cats after 2 weeks? He said, certainly. So 2 weeks and one day later, he came to the shelter here crying because he could have his cats back. And that is what I'm talking about. If we can prevent them coming in, these dogs and cats, by finding, she found a sponsor who was willing to give money for all that these cats needed so that man could keep them and that shelter didn't need to take them in.
Mm-hmm. See, there's so many issues out there, Heather. You know, just, I mean, everybody out there in the audience, if you can adopt, please do. You know, foster, sponsor, volunteer, donate, educate. You know, whatever we can do to help these animals, help save lives. Because if we don't stand up for them, just like these cross posters, Heather, I see them every time I'm on Facebook through the news feed on all the networks I'm on, you know, Google Plus, Twitter, Pinterest, you know, the LinkedIn, you see these animals going through to help save their lives and everything. A big thank you to all those animal cross posters and networkers that's helping these save these animals' lives, because a lot of times they don't give them enough time to get safe, you know. Sometimes it's 24 hours or 3 days, or so they're working relentless to help these lives, you know, get them saved. So
yeah,
know, for 2017, we're almost heading to 2018, and hopefully, you know, things keep improving. You know, you got to work together to see the victories. You got to fight to win and put your efforts in, because talking behind four walls is not going to get anybody anywhere. You know, to each other, you make them calls and do what you can. Share it on Facebook, you know, just like, you know, the websites, that's unlimited how many people can visit your website, you know, just like Facebook pages, groups. You know, I've been noticing that Facebook, a lot of their groups out there, the active members have been decreased a lot. Facebook pages have decreased a lot. Where's everybody going? You know, we need you. You know, we don't need decrease. We need active members. And when the active members come in, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think a lot of times people are, what do I want to say? They get sad and they get upset with the fact that it's happening. But as you just said, you've got to face it. I actually worked with a bait dog from a dog fighting ring. It was left to die on the side of the road. His head was swollen so much, there were maggots crawling out of his head. I mean, he was so close to death.
Goodness.
And he was found by somebody who was driving down the street. It was a back road. They just thrown him to leave him to die. And they got him to a vet, and a rescue took him, and I ended up working with him for 2 months. He was an amazing dog, amazing dog. And we got him into a house, another dog. Like, he, you know, went to another house. And, you know, he didn't live as long as he could have because of obviously the abuse he had taken. His body wasn't exactly in good shape. But he at least lived a normal life for a couple of years, which was great. But when I see that, you know, a lot of people don't want to, they want to turn a blind eye, but we can't. Just like you said, we can't turn a blind eye. So if we educate children, if we get them to see what's out there, not in dogfighting, I mean, that would upset them. But if we can see them just with the shelters, just with adoption, just with rescues, fostering, like, oh, mom, can we foster a dog? Like, what would that be like? You know, so they're helping the journey of these animals. Wherever they feel they can put themselves and give their time, you know, no one's telling you to do something you don't want to do. We're asking you to find a place to help these animals where you feel comfortable and you can make a difference.
Yes, and the children, it means so much, because, you know, the more in these, like what you're doing, and in these schools, and have more field trips and more, you know, awareness on TV, because, you know, children love, you know, coloring books and reading them books, and they love you to read to them and educate them. And, you know, when I put the article in the PPJ Gazette, it was just so enlightening just to see what was going on here. Because I've mentioned on the show so many times, Heather, you know, about, you know, they got to start young, get them in there. And the more you do that, the more dignity and respect comes through. And these animals should be recognized, not put on the back burner. The education out there is so important in the you know,
yeah,
each class. I mean, just if every one of the schools in the United States and the elementaries, you know, take some time, bring a pet from a rescue, and just have to spend some time like you did with the children, and just the awareness, because I'm sure they will all be interested, because when we see animals on, you know, TV or just walking down the street, it just, you know, lightens our eyes up. They light up our lives, every one of us that are animal lovers. That's why we fight so hard for them, you know, because, hey, they're,
yeah,
innocent. They're awesome. They're unconditional love. I put a thing, Heather, on my timeline the other night, and I says, don't you wish that human beings were like animals, right? this thing went off. Uh-huh. Okay. I think everybody agreed.
I'm sure they did.
And everybody, I mean, I didn't see nobody disagree because I put agree or disagree. And it did. It went off, and a couple answers, you know, were like, hey, you know, we are animals. I said, there's a big difference. You know, animals don't commit crimes. They don't discriminate. They're not prejudiced. They don't backstab you. You know, all this. They don't rip you off. They don't lie to you. I mean, it's just this huge list. And not all humans are like that, but there is still a lot out there, bad people, you know, out there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And wish they would turn over a new leaf and have some compassion for animals, because they deserve it all the way. They're awesome. And there's times,
yeah,
where I see stuff, I cry, you know, I cry too. It's so touching what I see. I get angry. I get, you know, tears come out. Why is this happening? Why is this going on? What's the excuse for it? There is no excuse for it. There's no excuse for child abuse, animal abuse, elder abuse, domestic violence. None of them. There's no excuse for it. None that I can think of.
Well, a lot of the time, I can think of one reason. And one reason is we learn from our parents. So, you know, people tend to follow alcoholic parents, and then they become alcoholics or they don't. And it's the same with animals. I remember I had a friend who had a black lab, and he had a daughter who was about 3 years old, and I was over there one day and she kicked the dog, and I said, what are you doing? She said, oh, Dad did it the other day. So again, let's teach the children the right way, because they do learn from their parents. They keep the dogs outside,
yes,
chained up, and they think it's normal. Why would they think it's not normal, you know, when they do that? That's another project we have here, because I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. So another project we have here at the shelter is Unleash, Unchained, it's called. And basically we have volunteers going to houses where these dogs are chained up, asking them, you know, can we put a fence around so your dog's off the chain? So we have volunteers now going out and putting fences where these people can't afford them, and the dogs are now having freedom to run in the yard instead of being chained up.
Mm-hmm. No, that's coming. I've seen a lot of changes with that, Heather, on these laws where they are cracking down. And this stuff has been going on for decades and decades and decades. But at least it's coming to the spotlight, and these laws are coming out, you know, with leaving, because it's been some hot temperatures in Florida. I mean, some whoa. And leaving children and animals in the cars while it's so hot you know, they die. And so there's laws coming out. Hey, you can call 911, bust the window out, come and get them to safety. Now, it's common sense. If you get in, I've gotten in my car and just stepping in it, it is so hot, I start sweating. So I could just imagine, you know, what the, you know, these children are left in there, and the dogs, what they're going through. Because I got to hurry up and put the air conditioner on fast, and I got to put the windows down. It's so hot. And so, I mean, it is like record highs or whatever. I think they had all over the United States, this heat index. And it's just so frightening. So there are laws coming in, which is a big positive move, you know, dog chaining. And even walking the animals on the pavements, you know, the cement and the blacktop, that hurts their paws too, you know. So you got to think all the way around, keep this animal protected, you know, make them comfortable. Because it is some scorching hot weather out there. And these changes coming up, I'm so glad they are. I hope the whole world goes with it. You know, because I keep, you know, seeing the good stuff coming in too, you know, about the new laws coming up for these animals. And it's just awesome. It's on the news, newspapers. So we are making a difference. We're making an impact, positive impact. And can't take credit, but we are involved, you know, signing petitions, you know, put a comment on there, sign them and pass them. Not only sign them, but share them, because that means so much. I know I share a lot of them. I've signed so many of them that I can't keep track of them. Yeah, it doesn't keep coming through. Here goes another one. Here goes another one. I'm so fast at this stuff. I'm a pro, but I wasn't like this at first. That it makes my head spin. I'm so fast. I get tabs going up. Hey, here's Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, you know, Pinterest, LinkedIn. I got like 5 tabs across. Share, 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 share. So, but it, you know, once you learn all to do all this advocacy and stuff, you got it made. And everybody, if you want to call in and speak to Heather, you're more than welcome. I'm going to give you the number, area code 917-388-4520. Press 1 to speak, and that area code is 917-388-4520. Press 1 to speak. I wanted to give also a big thank you to my mother, Pat Dahmer, a.k.a. Moose. I love you, Moose. That's another name for Mom. She doesn't look like a moose, but it's another name for Mom. And Lois Newman, Marty's sister, she's listening. And thank you, Lois, your support. Yes, thank you so much. And also Deb Padovano, I call her my press agent. Also a good friend, she's listening in tonight. Thank you, Deb. You're wonderful and all the sharing you do. She hits in Facebook jail a lot, and so we've got to keep her out of there because they say she moves too fast. I haven't been in her a while, so I'm trying to be good. But anyway, anybody wants to call in, and you're more than welcome to talk. Just try to refrain from any radios, TVs, or conversations. And if you have any comments or the guests, call in. Press 1, and I'll let you in. And all shows are, if you came in late, all shows are archives, are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And you can always go to blogtalkradio.com and search Voices Carry for Animals, and all the links will pop up, 145 of them tonight. And just press the arrow, which one you want to listen to. Wait a minute to download, and it will play. You can share and listen 24/7. And they're all great shows, everybody. So keep spreading the words, because we are the voices of the animals, and we must be heard. Okay, Heather. So we're having another great show tonight. I'm really enjoying this, and I hope you are as much as I am. Because, you know, we got big
absolutely.
Hearts. You know, we got big hearts for the animals. Yeah, go ahead.
So it's July. So guess what's on people's minds right now? Christmas. And what are they thinking about? Christmas puppies, right? Puppies for Christmas. They want to give the kids puppies. And we know what happens after Christmas. About 2 months after Christmas, the shelters get a bunch of puppies because they never thought about it. They're not educated. The kids think it's fun for a while, and then they get bored with it, or they hate stepping in pee, they get nipped on and everything like that. So I'm an advocate for focusing right now on getting these puppy boxes out to these families so they're all on the same page. They read all the information. They know what they have to do, and then they have a dog for life instead of just a few months.
And that's not right on the pets either, you know, just like senior dogs. Once you adopt either, I don't care if it's a dog, cat, whatever, and they come through the front door, that's their new home. That's your new furry loved one or loved ones. And they should be able to stay with you till the day they pass away. You know, don't get them rid of them at you know, how I want to get a puppy now. This one's too old. No, they got feelings just like we do. You don't want to get, you know, all of us age every year. A happy birthday. You know, we don't know if we're going to make it to the elderly years, if God's willing. So, you know, we don't want our family to say, kick us to the curb and say, we don't have nothing to do with you anymore because you're old. No, you can't do that because all of us is going to hit that age. If, you know, like I said, if God's willing. So, you know, make the best of it. Respect them. Respect our elders, just like animals. Respect them too, the seniors, and give them that beautiful home and stick with them because they deserve it so much. And animals coming in, you know, just like I hear these stories, oh, they dropped them off at the shelter, they didn't want them anymore, they moved, they couldn't have pets. Well, guess what? You just hurt that animal's feelings to no end. You know, and it's so sad. And just think of all the animals out there that's abused and neglected. It's so sad. And there's no excuse for it. It's like dog fighting. Look at that. How can anybody enjoy animals ripping each other apart? Almost, you know, some of them die. And whoever enjoys that needs to look at it and say, hey, these animals are being forced into dog fighting. They don't want to do it. They don't drive themselves there. They don't walk themselves there. We got some owners that are responsible for them, and they need to take a hard look. They have to be heartless and cruel to have them involved or even hit an animal. Why would anybody want to hit an animal for? For what? It doesn't make sense. We all got to, you know, do something. We need stricter laws and harsher penalties in this nation, USA, even in the world, because a slap on the wrist, that animal that got abused or neglected, that wasn't a slap on the wrist for them. So that's what we got to look at. Their lives are meaningful. They mean a lot. You know, our pets at home, we protect them. They're our protectors, and we're their protectors. So we have to, and even outside the home with all these animals. Because Heather, I stand up for all animals out there on this show from some form or matter. You know, the domestic, the farm, the wild, you name it. The ones in need, and I will keep doing it. I'm not going to give up. Because if I give up and we give up, we automatically lose. And the fight is over. And then we don't want that.
Right.
We do not want that. I couldn't live like that. I mean, hey, I'm going to, this victory comes through, here comes another one, you know? Keep going, nonstop.
Exactly.
I want to do the happy dance. I want to do the victory dance. And in order to do that, I'm going to strive for it. There's been so many times victory. When I'll be at the computer yelling, yay! You know, top of my hands. I got to put this on Facebook, you know? Happy dog dancing news, or happy horse dancing news, or happy cat dancing news. I'll put them all in there. Victories. Yep.
That's funny.
It takes all of us.
You know, go ahead. It does. And, you know, I was just thinking of, with children, I was invited to this school, and they were 3-year-olds. And I'm thinking, 3-year-olds? And I teach how to stand like a tree when a dog comes running towards you. So basically, if there's a loose dog in the neighborhood, you don't scream, you act like a tree, right? And a tree doesn't have eyes, it doesn't scream, it doesn't move. So the kids remember these things. And also to be a rock, so you protect your head. And I have to tell you, these 3-year-olds were amazing. And I pretended to be a dog. I shot in from the door, barking like crazy, right? So they got the total impact of a dog running down the street. There they were, standing like a tree. Like, it was just incredible. So we can teach them at such a young age something, rather than nothing. And then as they get older, obviously we educate them more and more with what they're capable of. But yeah, it was fascinating. I loved it. And we actually created, you talked about coloring. So we actually created, I bought in a sheet for them to actually color this dog and its bed and everything. And they had a competition. And then I picked one out and I bought a gift in for them. And the little boy that won, he said, oh, I did try so hard. And I said, you are the winner because you did such a great job. And there was a little dog in there and something else. He said, oh, I cannot wait to show my mom. And I thought, you will remember what you learned because of the enthusiasm of winning, you know. And that was one of the things we put in my puppy boxes. We actually put activity books in there for them because kids love to do fun stuff too. So you can't just give them educational. You've got to make it fun, just like these 3-year-olds. You've got to include that in there so they want to keep learning and they want to keep participating.
Mm-hmm. keep them active and keep them interested and you know, spread the word to their friends. And, you know, you never know. They'll see one of their, you know, cousins or friends or somebody go up and pull a dog's tail or hit them and say, hey, don't do that. That dog, you know, doesn't like that. You know, educate them like that to stop it, to prevent it. Because this, now this kid knows, hey, this is wrong to do. He's spreading the word to the next one. And he's spotting, you know, hey, this is not right. This dog does not want to be, you know, hit in the face or pull the tail or wrestle to the floor. You got to respect it, you know, approach it properly. And I hope, Heather, that more and more like you are going to pop up. We need some protocols of you, more of you, thousands of you out there, you know, because I know you can't go out there in the whole United States. All 50 states and all around the world.
Well, you know, what you just said about, you know, kids teaching kids, you know, kids love to tell other kids, you know, they're doing it wrong. But the other thing is, you know, when I was creating my puppy box, I actually shipped out, because I lived in Florida for a long time, I got a lot of clients there. I shipped some boxes out. And here also, because I wanted feedback, I wanted to make sure I had the right things, you know, because I don't have kids, young kids of my own. And this is funny. So one of the parents, she said to me, she has twins, my 2 9-year-olds told me I wasn't doing this right with the dog. Like, don't kids want to tell their parents they're doing something wrong? So now that they've got the proper education, so she was a little missed about it, but at the same time, she appreciated the fact they were reading it and telling her that she needed to do something different with the dog than what she was doing. So I just loved it, because kids want to be responsible and tell everybody, you know, I know more than you, and I'm better than you. So there's another angle for kids with my puppy box.
Yeah, and I know you enjoy it, too. You have to. I mean, just so with the children and stuff, and like I said, we need thousands more like you out there, and hopefully this goes out there, spread the word on this show, and we can see more things popping up in the newspapers, the AM, FM radio, you know, TV. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? And it just keeps spreading. Human chain, right there. Yep.
I love that. I love you saying that, because there's something we should be able to do here in the United States with a human chain. I'm going to think on that one, because that, I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. And just spread it, just like everybody holding hands all around the United States, you know, coming together. More of this pops up, you know, more shows come on here that, you know, hey, what they're doing for the children. Children are important too. Now, just like the animals and the elder, they shouldn't be put on the back burner or hidden. You know, bring them out. They should be noticed. We're only one age, one time, all of us. And just
absolutely,
children. You know, we all were once children, and look at the change from now until the years before. Look at how the big change is from then to now. I mean, it's like, wow. If you look at the news and, you know, all this abuse and cruelty going on, and, you know, there are more cameras and stuff and, you know, photos and this and that. But, you know, we were once children. And when we were children there, Heather, I'm not sure on your age, but it was nothing like this. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were problems.
Yeah, it was totally different.
But, I mean, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. But There's been a lot of good, you know, changes. Bring in the negative into the positive. That's the main thing. The news. Because I hope one day we all see just all good news coming in. More good news than bad news. Because that's our goal. Just, hey, see something you don't like, you know, voice your opinion. Your opinion matters out there. Everybody's opinion matters. Don't be silent. Because once you're silent about anything, the problem only worsens, and then you're a part of the problem, not the solution. So everybody, you have that right. You have that right, and do something. You know, make that calls and letters, emails, whatever you can do, help save lives out there. You know, who are we as human beings to continue watching the suffering of others? including humans and animals. I seen something on there, Heather, where there's, you know, bullfighting and stuff going on. This bull was just, oh my goodness, it was so horrific. And I'm like, this stuff has been going on for many, many, many years. When is it going to stop? Blood all over this bull. It was so horrific and gut-wrenching. And it's like, who are we as human beings to keep allowing this stuff to happen? Right? I mean, it's like,
yeah,
come
and
on.
It's new generations. Yeah, it's new generations coming up and seeing it differently. So they're not going to put up with it in their own country. Yeah.
Yep. So it's like, you know, we don't want to have problems here, but other countries too. And I've had, you know, guests from other countries on the show. You know, Paris, Magic Jack, Maxine Janelle, and he's an actor, musician over there in Paris. And we hear all these different, you know, horrific stories. And also from England, his name was Dr. Kennedy. I think not John Kennedy, but I can remember. He was awesome, too. They had to call like 2 o'clock in the morning because there was a 6-hour difference. But I told myself, I don't know how you're going to stay up, but they did really good. And I'm always, you know, anybody out there, if you know somebody, tell them to get, you could be a guest on the show. Just email me at voicescareforanimals@aol.com. Just a small bio, Facebook pages, groups, websites, videos, and you're more than welcome to come on. And we are down to 3 minutes here, Heather. And I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I have. And I just, wow. And keep up the inspiring work you're doing, and love to have you back on sometime, okay? And hope to hear more about
it. And I will continue to. I mean, I've been volunteering for 9 years. It's in my blood. I will always volunteer wherever I live. So,
check that out. Well, keep up the inspiring work, and I'll be getting hold of you to come back on sometime, okay? Looking forward to it.
I'd love to. I appreciate being on the show today. It was great. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're so very welcome. Hey, we're working together as a team. Teamwork is amazing. And everybody, we're down a couple minutes here. Thank you, Heather, again. And all you new listeners out there, thank you so much. I hope you keep returning. Returning listeners, thank you for all your support. Hope you come back. Voices Care for Animals is on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. All shows are archived. The phone number to call in to listen to my phone is 917-388-4520. Press 1 to speak. Wednesday night is a wonderful advocate, Debbie Coffey, Wild Horse and Burro Radio, Wild Horse Wednesdays. Thursdays is Marty Oakley, Whistleblowers. And I wanted to bring up on the July 27th and 28th, the Whistleblower Summit for Human Rights in Washington, D.C. Marty Oakley is the moderator. Best of luck, Marty. Keep that strong voice you got going. Proud of you. If you want to check that out, it's on the PPJ Gazette online, ppjg.me. And there'll probably be some videos in there, but she's fighting for human rights. Thank you, Marty Oakley, for all you do. She's so wonderful. And Fridays is Vietnam Vets, Agent Orton Advocates. And Sunday nights runs probably almost every other week is Elder Abuse and Guardianship Abuse with Marty Oakley. You can find all the time and dates on the PPJ Gazette. And you can share the articles at the end of the article. I want to wish everybody a nice and peaceful evening. May God bless you all and hope you have a restful sleep. Thank you and hope to see you next week. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye. Good night, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.